Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WPON. This, of course, is America's Heroes Group. I'm the host, Cliff Kelly. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. And our assistant digital media producer is Titus Williams. And we're happy to have all of these folks connected here. That's why we do such a good job. America's Heroes Group Roundtable USA, Veteran Homelessness with Ralph D. Cooper and Karen Monet. And we have both of these people on who've been doing a great job. Ralph D. Cooper, Community and Residential Veteran Services Coordinator, Cloudbreak Houston, LLC. Mr. Cooper, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Mr. Kelly.
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us. You're going to tell us about all of the great things that you're doing. We also have Katrin Monet on, Chief Executive Officer of the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. How are you, Ms. Monet?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for letting me join you today, sir.
We appreciate it. And the discussion, obviously, is about National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. There are so many more than, you know, many of us even realize, let alone are able to go out and help. And that's why we are so happy to have an organization and a show like America's Heroes Group. We find out so many things about so many veterans that we are able to assist in so many ways. So just make sure you we're so pleased to have you and to make sure that you continue to listen, because I'm sure you can help some folks too, okay? So we're going to talk about Mr. Cooper, as past executive director of Veterans Benefits Clearinghouse, Inc. in Roxbury, Massachusetts, which is a nonprofit agency. The organization provided a wide range of services to all veterans, and especially veterans of color from the greater Roxbury area of Boston and their families. A community-based human service agency, the organization offered an extensive program of supportive services in-house and in an equally comprehensive referral system that administers to all veterans' needs, primarily in the areas of counseling, readjustment, job training, and employment and housing. He has devoted his life to the issues, but I don't need to continue because he's going to tell us about it. Mr. Cooper, go right ahead, please.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction. Uh-huh. And on the issue of veterans of color, mm-hmm. You know, people of color in general make up a disproportionate share of the homeless veteran population. Mm-hmm. And among veterans, despite the progress in ending veteran homelessness overall, the racial disparities still persist. 43.2% of the veterans experiencing homelessness are people of color, compared with 18.4% of the general veteran population. 33.1% of the veterans experiencing homelessness are African American, and compared to 12.3% of the general population, even though we only make up approximately 10% of the veteran population. So we're really concerned about those issues. And with this coronavirus infection going on, mm-hmm. At least 400 veterans have died from that. Catherine Monet, who just recently testified before the House Veterans Affairs Committee, to talk about that, because she has extensive information on that. And but we do know that quite a few. My number might be low. 6,400 veterans have been infected, according to the recent VA data. And the toll of VA medical workers continues to climb, with at least 20 dead as of recently. Mm-hmm. And an infection count among staff nearing 2,000. So that's really a real big problem. And you know that that we have homeless veterans, but they also have some issues with bad paper, which is, you know, other than honorable discharges.
Yeah, I got you.
And a lot of them are not able to get the proper care from the VA that they need. So that's another big issue that we have to deal with, you know.
I want to mention our guest, Mr. Cooper, holds a master's in education in community psychology from the University of Massachusetts and a bachelor's of arts in psychology from Boston State College, a certificate of completion. He's continuing to do some great work. He mentioned, of course, Catherine Monet. She is the chief executive officer of the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. In this role, she focuses on the execution of NCHV's strategic policy and technical assistance agenda and an expansion of strategic partnership to more effectively end veteran homelessness. How are you, Ms. Monet?
I'm wonderful.
Good. Thank you so much. You spent over 8 years in the public and nonprofit sector working to address housing instability and homelessness among veterans. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, homelessness among veterans has always been a crisis, but I think the crisis has come to a forefront now more than ever because of this epidemic. I mean, we're seeing folks who aren't able to get into shelters, people who are struggling to use some of their, you know, federal benefits to get into rental housing, and there are all kinds of challenges that they're facing. I think one of the biggest things that we've been thinking about in the last few weeks, well, there are two big things, and I think the first is that we still don't have any way to quantify the true nature of, you know, the epidemic among the population of veterans experiencing homelessness. Certain cities have started to report their outbreak data and share, you know, within that reporting how many of the individuals were homeless or not. And in the cities like in D.C., for example, you know, you're seeing about 4% of the folks who are dying from COVID are homeless, when homeless people are only 1% of the city's population. And so I think there is this really big worry that the crisis will disproportionately impact not only people of color, but people who are, you know, extremely vulnerable, like people who are homeless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we haven't gotten any kind of, you know, data or statistics from VA definitively as to how many homeless patients they've treated for COVID and how many of them have passed away. We were doing a lot of work with regards to appropriations and ensuring that VA's got enough funding to, you know, meet the needs mm-hmm. that are ongoing and that we will expect to see increase because of the economic conditions in the country right now. And
sure.
I mean, we're grateful that VA's dedicated about $300 million in new funding from the CARES Act towards this population, but we think that that's not enough.
Not enough, yeah. Mm-mm. We are so pleased to have Karen with us. She's has spent over 8 years in the public and nonprofit sector working to address housing instability and homelessness among veterans. And prior to joining NCHV, she was with the National Alliance to End Homelessness, focusing on the promotion of data-driven, evidence-based interventions to end homelessness, particularly among veterans. She also was involved, as I mentioned, in veteran homelessness in a legislative capacity during her time at the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs. She earned a Master's of Public Administration from Villanueva University and a Bachelor of Science in Diplomacy and International Relations from Seton Hall University. So you are certainly, you've gotten a lot of expertise about who is where doing what. Well, that's true, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Our number is 312-374-8130. If anybody would like to give us a call, our guest, obviously, very well and able to answer. He's called us Catherine Monet and, of course, Ralph Cooper. Who would like to continue this conversation as to what we need to know?
Yeah, Mr. Kelly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Now, Cooper. You know, the way they count the homeless veteran is doing what they call a point in time count. Now, this is administered through something called COC, which is a continuum of care. This is a group of people in the various cities throughout the country that they do a single night. They get out there. Like in 2019, they got out there in January, and they came up with a point of count results that reflected homelessness among veterans through the end of 2018. So there's a 37,000 at any given night number that's really reported, but although flawless counts are impossible to come by, the transient nature of homeless population presents a major difficulty. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, estimates that 40,056 veterans are homeless on any given night. That's even higher than what the COC's point of count says. But Ralph Cooper's estimation is probably about 130,000 out there, because they don't count. They're only counting those who are on the streets or living in other places not meant for human habitation. So what about those on the couches? What about those in these little makeshift places that are under buildings, underneath freeways, that are not counted? What about those that are living with a friend or in a car that you can't tell if there's a homeless person in there or not? So that count to me is really far short. I really feel that we need a more accurate account. Now, I agree with Catherine Monet that we are going to see an increase in the homeless veteran population as a result of this coronavirus business. And I'd like to, you know, throw the ball back at her to hear her take on what I just shared.
Okay. Catherine, please.
Yeah, so I think I agree that the point in time count is less than perfect. I think the utility there is for year-over-year comparisons, but, I mean, if you look at VA's counts, so there is a count of folks who are on the street on any given night, but I think when you look at the annual count, you see something like close to 350 or 360,000 veterans actually coming through the homeless system over the course of a year. So, I mean, we will be expecting much more than that this year, and I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, some of the economics behind the coronavirus. So thinking through what sectors veterans are employed in, who's going to be facing job loss, how we'll have to, you know, as a field and a sector, reconnect people to employment while also trying to connect them to housing assistance so that they can, you know, maybe remain housed as opposed to entering the homeless system, or thinking through whether flexible types of assistance might be available, because this crisis really is, you know, an urgent crisis right now, where we're looking at how do we accommodate the needs for people who are currently unsheltered and how do we keep them safe and move them inside. Some communities have done really great work with, you know, putting people up in shelters, well, not shelters, but hotels or motels or other places where they can isolate, right? Because I think one of the challenges you have is that when you're unsheltered, you can't really stay home and isolate.
And that's
so
true.
Some communities have been very proactive about that, and we've seen VA release some resources to allow more veterans to take advantage of those types of opportunities, and that's good in the short term. But what we've got to start doing as a sector and a country is planning for how we make sure that, you know, veterans and civilians, quite frankly, who are in these hotel or motel placements at the end of the pandemic will have somewhere safe and stable to live.
Excellent.
And we won't just be releasing them back to the streets because the pandemic is over for now.
Excellent point. Our number is 312-374-8130. This is America's Heroes Group. I'm Cliff Kelly with two excellent guests, Ralph D. Cooper and Kentrin Monet. And our call-in number is 312-374-8130. Let's go to Esther, a call-in. Esther Jones. Hey, Esther.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm trying to hang in there.
Good.
Yeah, but I have a son. He's in a different state. But I've been trying to pay for him with my car at a different hotel for him to stay, you know. But if any kind of way, maybe you could recommend or to the hotels to give him like a, I know they give a little discount, but it's not much.
Mm-hmm.
And as of today, I was going to, you know, because I've been charging on a charge one of my cards. And I said, oh, let me listen. Maybe you all could help me out or help him out or something.
Is he a veteran, Esther?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, he's a veteran. That's why I called.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you never know. Okay. Either guest can respond.
Yeah, so Esther, this is Catherine. We've got at NCHV a toll-free helpline. If you want to call on Monday, the number is, I believe it's
What is the number?
I got to look it up. Give me a second.
I got a pen right here. Thank you so much.
I believe it's 1-888-VET-HELP.
1-888-HELP?
VET-HELP.
H-E-L-P.
Vet help.
Yeah, because with this pandemic, and I'm like 80 years old and trying to just get on my nerves, and I can't.
It's 1-8.
You know, it's actually 1-800-VET-HELP, not 1-888.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
1-800-HELP?
Yes. 1-800-VET-HELP.
VETS.
What?
Yeah, VET help. So VETHELP.
Oh, VET help.
Mm-hmm.
Is it VET, the one without the S, Kathy?
No S. And if you want to, I don't know if someone can take her information. I might be able to try and do something tonight after the call, if someone on the back end can take her information and maybe send it to me.
Okay.
Get back in.
Yeah, we can make sure that our executive producer can get the number. So, Esther, if you could hold on.
Well, I appreciate any help. Cause I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, Glenda will take care of that. We have Esther, you hold on, okay? And let's go to our next caller. 312-374-8130 is our number. And the caller is Brother Brown. Brother Brown.
God bless you. Just want to make a comment regarding and maybe make a possible suggestion. Many of the Chicago public schools are giving out food in a lot of local areas where some of the veterans might live right down the street.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
That's one, you know, just a suggestion. Certainly if they're able to come out and go to the local, one of the high, you know, local grammar schools or high schools where the veterans can get some help. Secondly, I want to get a little clarification on was there a Section 9? I know that Section 8 for people who want to get housing, but was there another type of Section 9 or something for veterans who wanted to rent from homeowners who had like two flats or three flat buildings?
No, there's a thing called VASH, V-A-S-H, Veterans Assisted Supportive Housing.
Okay.
And it's very similar to Section 8 of a veteran qualifies and they're qualified for homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
They can take a voucher and go to anybody who's willing to rent to them, and they only have to pay one third of whatever their income is. Now that if they're working, that would be whatever amount of money they make a year. If they're not, if it could be a VA pension or claim money, or it could be Social Security money.
Okay.
Any income that they get, they only have to pay one-third for the rent, and the government makes up the other two-thirds.
And the reason why I ask that, because many veterans who I know, some homeless, some are not, meet those criteria, yet I wanted to ask, the building that they might rent in, like someone, like if you had a building, I'm a veteran, and you had a two-flat, does the government come out and inspect your building
Absolutely.
For me to come in just like
that's a criteria, part of the... They can't rent without the VA coming out and doing an inspection,
okay.
making sure that it's suitable for housing.
Okay. Well, I want to help encourage when they advertise for Section 8, maybe they should do it at the same time, say exactly what you just said, so people can know, because there's some vacant buildings right now because maybe their income was not taking care of all the taxes, and they got some vacant properties out here. I actually... do a lot of research in finance and banking and real estate. So maybe not sure what the advertising budget is for the Veterans Administration. However, if they can link up with, like, the Chicago Public Schools and with any local real estate that has good advertising, and please emphasize what you just talked, because that's going to bring a lot of people out the street and get them in a norm nice place where they can get out of this element. So God bless you for accepting my call.
Catherine, you have any
thank you so much. Yeah.
Additional response?
Oh, no, I think you covered that really well, Mr. Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Brother Brown. That's great. That's something that can certainly be used by a number of people, so I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Cooper. That's good. Anything else? Did we get all the information we needed by the caller? Okay. I want to give us a quick... Well, we got a couple of seconds left. Catherine, you want to close us out, and then Ralph, a couple of words.
Oh, no pressure or anything.
Oh, you're great.
I think what I'll say is I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, share a little bit about NCHV and what we're working on with your audience. And, you know, if you want to learn more or learn how to get engaged with us, visit our website at www.nchv.org.
Thank you so much, Mr. Cooper.
Right, and you know, I'm in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I want to share is that there's a Texas hero called Doris Miller.
Oh yeah.
And from World War II, he was a second class, third class cook.
Mm-hmm.
That shot down the enemy during
we talk about him all the time, Brother Cooper.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But the ship was just
named for him.
After.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So I just want to point that out.
Yep.
And he deserves the Congressional Medal of Honor.
He certainly does. And thank you both. You've been great. Now let's go and get the latest for my executive producer, Glenda Smith.
Thank you all, as always, for listening to America's Heroes Group. Regarding any questions or concerns about affordable housing, social services, wellness care, please feel free to call us at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Wacker Drive, Suite 4250, Chicago, Illinois, 60606. As always, we are so grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle, of the Chicago Crusaders, and our articles on veterans, armed forces, and their family members can be viewed online at www.chicagocrusaders.com. to subscribe to the Chicago Crusaders Weekly Column with the one and only Governor of Talk Radio Voices, Mr. Cliff Kelly, and America's Heroes Group, call the Chicago Crusaders at 773-752-2500 or send an email to ads@chicagocrusaders.com and request a subscription. As always, we are thankful to our Facebook Live Watch audience. We appreciate you so much, our global listening and watching Facebook Live audience. Make sure you hit the Facebook Like button at the top of our Facebook page. Therefore, you stay connected and will receive future notifications. Future notifications regarding shows, events, information, resources, and referrals regarding veterans, armed forces, family members, and their surrounding communities. As always, we are always grateful to Mr. Titus Williams, technical producer in the morning time, who helps me get ready for this show, and Mrs. Letiara Rando. Let me apologize to you for, because I apologize, I stumbled your name horribly. Mrs. Letiara Rando, our technical producer, who keeps everything balanced once the show gets started. Thank you all sincerely both for what you all do on behalf of Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. To our listening audience, please be safe, be blessed, have a wonderful weekend. America's Heroes Group.